not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely magnificent, sunny, blue sky Monday, February 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going to hit 42 today here at the home studio. The ice is melting. Nice, gentle, warm breeze. Feels actually like summer out there today compared to these cold temperatures we've been having. I want to take a moment to talk to you guys about the buy one, get one half off offer that Missy from My Pure Health Solutions has agreed to extend again this week. She truly cares about our radio family. She cares about the people that are involved in supporting this radio station. You guys listen. We send out rear window stickers. You guys put them on your vehicles. We're starting to get reports that it's working. People are noticing the radio station. But she truly cares about your health. She truly cares that you fix the problems with your body. You have to understand that this is a mission that she's on, that she wants to do for you. All she's asking is that you team up with somebody, your wife, your husband, a friend, whoever, two people on this program together will have great success. You're looking at basically a 40-day commitment to being on the fat-burning program, changing your habits, following some guidelines that she provides to you after she scans your body. She designs a plan specific to you and to your friend or your spouse. Together, you follow the directions that she tells you of what fresh foods to eat, proteins, vegetables, and fruits. What foods to eat, what foods to avoid. You skip breakfast, you eat lunch, and you eat dinner every single day with a different protein, vegetable, and fruit. You drink water with some metabolic formula designed for you in your bottle that she provides. You weigh yourself every single day. You look at your body fat. You look at your hydration. And you look at your weight. And you'll start to see the fat burn off your body. This August, folks, I'm going to be celebrating 2 years at my new weight. Many of you saw me at the caucus convention on Friday and Saturday. A lot of people said they didn't even recognize me. Christine Gray, God bless her, she didn't even know who I was when I approached. She didn't know until I started talking. This is something that you need to do. Text me, Missy. I'll text you the website with the instructions along with the phone number. If you can't go online for some reason, you need to give them a call. The phone number, 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044. She has stem cell patches if you don't need to lose weight. She's got all kinds of things for you at a huge discount. Text me, Missy. I'll send you the information. Next story we got lined up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Just got a couple of text messages. No Missy today. No, she's unavailable to be able to be on the show. That's why I did a live mention. I've already texted out six people that texted me Missy. I've sent the link to the website TruckerRandyHealth.com, as well as the phone number 269-964-4044. One of the things that we're going to talk about here in today's show for this segment, the process of what happened between the two parties. Jim Runstead, the senator, won the election to be the chair. Another state senator won the Democrat Party chair. Democrats waited in line for as long as 2 hours to attend their state convention on Saturday, where former state senator Curtis Hertel won the race for chair that was uncontested. Nobody challenged him. There were a couple of people thinking about doing it. Well, in the end, they were told to stand down, get behind Hertel, and he is now the chair of the Democrat Party. Besides long lines to get their voting credentials, some Democrats were irritated by the legislators who blocked the full impact of the Michigan Supreme Court's adopt and amend ruling, which would have been enacted on Friday before they took actions in Lansing. While dressed in a hoodie, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain said to the Democrats' Labor Caucus, "Trump is president because we have candidates in this party who can't decide who the F they want to represent." Okay. Using a little bit of trucker language there. Kind of interesting. Others were very upset by the absence of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The governor was not present at the weekend's convention due to the National Governors Association's winter meeting in Washington, D.C. However, some of today's party members talked about wishing Whitmer was more aggressive and more vocal against President Donald Trump as he strides to draw back federal grants and program funding. One of the women waiting in line for more than 2 hours to get credentials was Donna Pennington, the 74-year-old chair of the Progressive Democratic Women's Caucus in Muskegon County. When personnel with the Michigan Democratic Party shouted for attendees to download a cell phone app for voting, Pennington yelled back, "I have it, but I can't log in." Why? They had limited Wi-Fi connectivity inside the Rensen where their convention was being held. "I'm disappointed. I'm a big fan of Governor Whitmer, but she's not been really out there like the governor of Illinois and the governor of New York. Where is Governor Whitmer?" So a little bit of chaos going on within the Democrat convention, as well as what happened Friday night in the first district. Saturday, Senator Jim Runstead defeated former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michonne Maddock in the election to be the next party chair. Former Ambassador Joe Sella lost on the first ballot. Runstead afterwards said he will not resign from his role in the Senate while he chairs the Republican Party. Michonne Maddock conceded the election by making a motion to cast the unanimous ballot for Runstead, who received 63%. I was told 62% before Maddock conceded. Maddock's loss marks the second straight time President Donald Trump has endorsed a losing candidate in the Michigan Republican Party's chair's race. Other activity, kind of interesting. Thursday, former U.S. Congressman Sander Levin, who was the last person to hold a full-time legislative position and chair a state party when he did so back in 1968. Well, he made a comment that this is workable. Runstead becomes the first Michigan Republican Party chair to hold elected office while serving as chair since U.S. Congressman Garrett Dykema did it back in 1910. Whoa. That's 115 years ago. Interesting. Maddock, previous chair, co-chair chair of the party, excuse me, under Ron Weiser's chairmanship, also the wife of State Representative Matt Maddock. In her video shown at the convention, she focused on all the ways she helped uphold President Trump's agenda and the times he was recognizing her as her endorsed, as her being his endorsed candidate. Former Livingston County Chair Megan Reckling nominated her, and West Michigan conservative social media commentator Kristen Megan Kelly did the second. Joe Sella was Trump's ambassador to Fiji back in 2019 through 2022. Also, he worked on Donald Trump's transition team after the 2016 election. He highlighted in his convention floor video that he was the only one of the three running who was chosen by Trump to actually serve in his administration. Former Calhoun County Chair Jeannie Birchfield gave his nominating speech, and longtime GOP activist Hank Choate also did the second. A lot of negative things thrown back and forth. In the end, Jim Runstead prevailed. Also, the convention didn't seem too many regarding the 2026 upcoming election. They weren't there campaigning for themselves. They were working the floor for others. Gubernatorial candidate Anthony Hudson, truck driver, small businessman, hung up posters and handed out flyers and obtained signatures for his nominating petition to be put on the ballot for governor. Other media signs were about flyers for state party chair, vice chair positions. Additionally, gubernatorial candidate Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt was also spotted both days at the convention. He didn't address the full convention, but he did make his rounds. Actually, I had an opportunity to meet with him and talk with him, and Senator Nesbitt has agreed to come on the show. I gave him and his campaign manager my card, and they're going to be reaching out to me. Also, Anthony Hudson. I spoke with him over the weekend. He, too, is going to come on the show soon and talk about why he's running to be the next governor. Speaker Matt Hall gave a special video highlight film that was shown to the caucus or to the convention talking about the Michigan House Republicans and what they are doing in Lansing. To round out the election results, here you go. Former Michigan Republican Party Ethnic Vice Chair Bernadette Smith will serve as co-chair to Senator Jim Runstead. Cheryl Constantino won the admin vice chair race. Krish Mithrani won the youth chair race. Chris Long, my endorsed candidate, who was on the show on Thursday. We did an interview with him on Thursday. I endorsed him. He sent it out to the precinct delegates, the alternates, and he was elected over Marion Sheridan. Susan Kokinda, unseated incumbent coalition's vice chair, and Rola Maki, ran uncontested re-election race for outreach. So those are the elected officials running the state party. Chris Long, the grassroots chair that appeared on the show on Thursday, talked about what they were able to accomplish down there fighting the Goshen battery plant in his green township, Mecosta County. Well, he's going to come and help us on Saturday collect signatures against the jail decision, the bond, to build a $33.5 million jail here in Antrim County. If you guys would like to join us, I need to collect 500 of the 2,700 signatures myself and my team. If you would like to come and help us on Saturday, we greatly appreciate it. We're going to be standing out in front of gas stations, grocery stores, post office Saturday. We would greatly appreciate your help if you could come and join us. Text me Saturday, and I'll get back in touch with you and give you the details as to where we're going to meet. I know many of us will be working Frisky's Farm Market, Village Market, gas stations throughout Antrim County, and we need your help. I need your help specifically because I committed to 50 sheets, 10 signatures per page, and I took 50 of them. Need your help on Saturday. So again, text me Saturday, and I'll get in touch with you after the show. Going to announce real quickly here the complete list of all 13 congressional districts. Chairman for the first district, Dare Rendon. Second district, Andy Seabolt. District 3, Jenny Shepherd. District 4, Sean Hill. District 5, Todd Gilman. District 6, Edward McCall. District 7, Daniel Shifko. District 8 is Ann Delisle. District 9 is Lori Sebo. District 10, Teresa Mangioli. District 11, Deborah Ostrich. District 12, Jessica Toth. And District 13, who also happens to be the admin vice chair of the party, Cheryl Constantino. So those are your district chairs. If you'd like a screenshot of them, text me CD or chairs. Congressional district chairs. And I'll send you the screenshot. Jeff, over in Oscoda, he says, I'll do my best to get there and help you guys out. Greatly appreciate that. And oh, by the way, Jeff, thank you very much for being Sergeant of Arms Friday night. The John Yab paid employee, Brandon Hall, crashed our district. Jeff confronted him, told him he couldn't be there until he showed him his credentials. Brandon Hall, Jeff, works for John Yab. On the hour news break, we'll get to your messages. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.